Greetings, radio friends. Welcome to this edition of the Anchored in Jesus radio program. This is Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies and pastor here at Bethany Baptist Church. Thank you for joining us today for the conclusion of What We Do in Life Echoes in Eternity. Before we begin today's message, we've been offering a book that I wrote, Touched by the Breath of God. And this book is an apologetic for the Bible. It answers the questions of the critics, the scoffers, and the scorners, the mockers who are attacking the Bible. This book will help you to be able to stand up and defend many attacks that are coming against the Word of God. Now, let us go to the conclusion of What We Do in Life Echoes in Eternity.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today on the Anchored in Jesus radio program. Tune in next time for the first half of Can I Get a Witness? If you would like to request an audio copy of today's message, What We Do in Life Echoes in Eternity, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org, or you can request your copy by calling us at 877-831-5060. That's 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view or download more than 400 teachings that we have available there. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. Remember, it is through your faithful prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews 6:19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and anchor for the soul. This is Dr. William R. Glaze, and on behalf of our volunteer staff, I would like to remind you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.